Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, big final hour here. It's where we'll help you make it rain this weekend. German Ari, Dane Martinez in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I also want to remind you, in addition to all of the unbelievable amounts of sporting events that you can partake in and maybe dabble in this weekend, Sunday is not only WrestleMania, it's also National Beer Day, people. National Ooh. Damn Beer Day. And according to the numbers here, about two-thirds of us, well, we drink beer maybe one to four a week. That is right. And we end up drinking away roughly about
7%. A week 7%. Or a day, Joe?
One to four a week? Yeah. Oh. On average. About two-thirds of people I drink, you know. Well, you know, the problem with beer people
I might be boosting up the average then, Joe.
You've got a couple of different beer people, right? Like, number one, you've got the craft beer people are in a totally
your
different micro category.
Microbrewery snobs.
Yeah. Those guys are in a whole – those lads and girls, they're in a totally different ballgame because you might as well hook up an IV there. And if it's like they're worse than wine snobs, okay? Those mm-hmm. – the brewery guys are in a whole different world, the craft beer guys. Then you've got – I think what the majority of us is a simple, give me a Coors Light Budweiser. You've got the non-traditional, just, hey, man, give me the water beer. I'm good to go. Right. Let me slam a 12-pack on the way home. I'm happy. And then you've got the people who hate beer, who go, oh, God, no, I can't. Like, I can't do beer at all. Like, oh, God, yeah. I can't. Like, where do you fall in on that?
Somewhere in between the craft beer snob and the just give me anything. Give me beer colored water, somewhere in between there, you know. But here's what I think is interesting. I like the way you categorize them, right? You just said the guy's drinking the Coors Light, the Bud Light, you know, whatever. They don't care. Just give it to me cold. I'll take 11 of them, right? That's why, and I said this on Fantasy Freestyle, Joe, I think the Dilly Dilly campaign has gone left, bro. I thought it was great when they had the Pit of Misery and Dilly Dilly and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to this thing of, oh, our beer has no preservatives, no corn syrup, all this stuff. Guy who's drinking Bud Light doesn't give a rat's ass about that. It's fine if there's preservatives in there, you know? So I think they're missing an opportunity trying to appeal to the beer snob crowd with Bud Light. It ain't going to happen. Keep your stuff as lowbrow. We don't care about the preservatives or the corn syrup if you are a Bud Light drinker. You feel me, Joe?
I absolutely. I mean, listen, I was never a big I was more of a Jack Daniels guy anyway, I do enjoy
Jack's
my beer, however. Yeah, the problem with the beer that I've, especially as you get older, is the idea that I can drink 2 at 10%. as opposed to I got to drink 14 of them to get to the same place. Like, I just don't want to drink that much. So that's where I kind of got into the whole craft beer thing, because some of these IPAs, I'm getting 8%, 9%. I got to drink 17 like Coors Lights to be
Efficiency.
Able to get to the same place. Yeah, so
Efficiency from
Mary,
it's
I all
like
about
it.
Exactly. I don't have time. Like, I gotta, you know, give me two of these things. I'm good to go. But
so you those shots, Joe?
No, not anymore. No, I did. Okay. Yeah, I used to be a shot guy.
That's an efficient way to go, Joe.
Yeah, I was. I've been known to do a, you know, go ahead, give me a Coors Light and a shot of Jameson. Absolutely, a little pickleback chaser. You know,
I love the pickleback.
Absolutely. Every time we do that, the night goes hard left. Yeah, that night goes hard left. The minute you start bringing in shots of anything, you've just changed the whole complexion of the evening. It's gone. If you're at the betting window, it's even worse. It's even worse because now you're playing crap you didn't even look at just because it looks nice.
Right. That's why you got to exercise discipline. And yes. Joe, when you come to New York, we'll do some pickleback together. We'll record a video. We'll put it online for all our Make It Rain. All right. Sound good?
Pickleback, babe. Pickleback. All right. Let's get into some Final Four. We'll give you the numbers, pros versus Joes, next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
To the Major League Baseball season, and I have absolutely written off the Chicago Cubs. I'm telling you that right now. I gave them one shot yesterday. They absolutely blew it. They will not get one more of my hard-earned dollars anymore. Welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Big final hour here. We're going to dive in about 5 minutes here to the Final Four and give you what the numbers are telling us regarding pros versus Joes. We'll do a quick little recap also on, we talked about it last hour, WrestleMania 35 this Sunday. Dane's got some, he's got some picks here. He's got circled. We'll pass that along to you. You got to bet that today. We'll explain why. We've got some NBA, of course, last night, full slate here tonight as we wrap up the season. But I do want to mention that because I had said yesterday I was giving the Cubs. They screwed me the other night when they coughed up a 4-2 lead and walked. Just kept walking guys and walking in the eighth inning and completely blew it for me on an 80-1 parlay. But I said, you know what? I'm going to give him another shot. You Darvish on the mound. You know, let me go in there. I've got faith. They have too much talent on this team not to be able to turn around. I mean, between Rizzo, Bryant. You know, you've got some guys, Schwartz, you've got guys that can mash here. The Chicago Cubs should be better than what the hell they are right now, which, by the way, is 1-5. It is not good. And I know it's early, and a lot of teams are starting to mumble that. I mean, listen, Red Sox are mumbling it right now, the Red Sox fan base. But maybe the Chicago Cubs fan base is the most on tilt right now, Dane. 1-5. And they can't do anything. Two blown leads after the seventh inning, 41 walks and 49. Maybe, just maybe, and we'll talk about this coming up, maybe the Chicago Cubs, as opposed to any other fan base, including the Red Sox, are the most nervous right now as we move along here into the second week of the Major League Baseball season. You agree?
It is possible, like, because of, like, Lester, I don't think gets better. Darvish, I don't think gets better. You know, right. And other teams, I can still have faith in some of these starting pitchers where I have less starting faith in these guys that's on the bump for the Cubs.
Yeah, I think the Cubs fan base is, they are paranoid here today. National Beer Day, they might have started drinking already. That's how it is. All right, Final Four, we'll make it rain for you coming up next year.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help. I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Morning After. Baseball umpires, they might be the worst now. The problem with the baseball umpires is, as you stated, they make it about them, and they're so vindictive, and they have feuds with everybody. You know, like, the NFL are just sort of clueless and old. You know what I mean? They sort of like Walt Coleman. It's like, oh, okay, Grandpa. It's like, all right, you know, they're 72 years old. You know, the refs in the NFL, they're terrible. They're just old.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
People, time to make it rain for you here. Final hour on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Want to thank you guys very much for hanging with us here, streaming us. Hope you guys will go ahead, download that app, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Take us with you 24/7. Not just us, of course. You know, the roster of shows here, live programming and content being delivered to you from a fantasy app perspective as well as a sports investing perspective. It's really second to none, guys. So go ahead, download it. It's a free download. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio app. Get it today. And a big shout out to, and boy, this made me feel real old here when this just came across. And you're going to appreciate this, Dane. Kid and Play today. Kid from Kid and Play. Turning 55. Oh, my God. 55. Yeah, exactly. How's that making you feel, dude? How is that making you feel?
Hey, Dan. Venmo Brian, you know who Kid and Play is? Hey, Venmo Brian, can you do the Kid and Play dance? Hey, Venmo Brian, do you know the hairstyle we're talking about for Kid and Play? No. Go on all counts from Venmo Brian. Hey, this weekend, Brian, when you're looking at some Larry Bird clips, also check out Kid and Play, the dance, okay?
Oh, my. I can't. Yes. Kid and Play, 55. Kid from Kid and Play, anyway. I wonder if he cut his hair. But 55 today. Yeah, exactly. 55 years old. Some of the most underrated, but these guys did a lot of producing, too, behind the scenes over there. These guys were very talented, man. Big-time talented. All right, so we got some Final Four action here tomorrow. And it's really a long time between the Elite Eight and what we're going to get tomorrow in the Final Four. But it's good from our perspective because it gives us some time to kind of observe the market, and we really – now there's no, we know exactly how to decipher what money is coming in, what on where. And if we look at Auburn, Virginia first, right, Dame? We know that the numbers opened up Virginia somewhere around -5, -5.5. I think it about -5. Then the Sharps pushed it up a little bit higher there in short order. And it's interesting when people first looked at this game, Auburn, Virginia, they saw -5. And then all of a sudden it got pushed up -5.5. A lot of people were going, Whoa. Aren't we watching underdogs dominate against the number, especially Sweet 16, Elite Eight? They're 8-4 against the number underdogs, man. I mean, they are really banging it. And then when you went prior to that, it was 9-3 against the number at the end of regulation. So a lot of people looked at this and went, why are you betting Virginia when Auburn is clearly, you know, the underdog and they have been killing it? Well, the Tigers, we all know this, right? Auburn Tigers doing really, they beat what? North Carolina. The people they have beat on the way is crazy.
Kansas, right? Kentucky, Carolina, Blue Bloods.
Yes. And by the way, covering in all of those, they weren't a favorite in any of those. They ended up actually doing it, ended up covering it. But Sharp still went ahead and bet Virginia at -5, all right, to push it up. And you've got to ask yourself now, all right, what am I missing, right? Why are the Sharps not backing Auburn? And the answer, I think, is pretty much, it's pretty simple. Even with Virginia failing to cover, right, which they did in their last game there, one game they had to go to, like, overtime and everything else, but they had their hands full with Purdue. But even with a tight game against wins over, like, Oregon and Purdue, they're looking at the matchup. And the Sharps, I can tell you right now, they believe that the style matchup here favors the Cavs, okay? And it's hard to argue with that because you know Virginia, of all the teams in the tournament, much less who's left, Virginia is the one team that would have a good chance to slow what Auburn does, which, of course, means forcing Auburn to complete three-pointers in a high-pressure environment inside an NFL dome with, you know, odds being shot in the background there. So you're talking about a situation for them going into an unfamiliar building now, Auburn, a monster NFL stadium with the new Minneapolis thing situation. And unlike, you haven't been there. Like, you've never been there before with this team. And they are one of the most unpredictable teams there are. The variance with Auburn is unbelievable, unlike we've seen anybody else, because their entire game depends on them being able to drain threes. Well, given now the extra set of circumstances, the Sharps, I can tell you, are looking at this game and going, yeah, Virginia is the one team that, A, can stop that. When you pile everything else on, yeah, Virginia, I don't have a problem laying the 5, because I think you and I both also understand, Dane, that if Virginia has any success in stopping Auburn from the 3, Auburn can't beat you any other way. They've essentially made you one-dimensional, and a one-dimensional team at this point is not going to work. So that is why you are seeing a significant portion of the money, guys, continue to be on Virginia, even at 5.5. Sharps are still playing it because of that reason alone there, Dane.
Yeah, Joe, I see this similarly, okay? We're on the same side on this one, Joe. I think what Virginia does really well that's not a good matchup for Auburn is twofold. They specifically, Joe, also defend the 3 better than almost any team in the country, right? So that's like, you know, a great strength to mitigate what we've seen out of Auburn so far. I agree that Auburn is a little streaky. You know, I've been talking about these new unfamiliar bigger buildings that mess with stat lines and ultimately shooting percentages. By the way, in the NIT final yesterday, wasn't Tex like 1-for-13 at one point from 3-point land? Mm-hmm. So it's the same kind of example of this. And also, I don't know, Joe, eventually the loss of your best front court guy in Okiki is going to make a difference also. You know what I mean? So I think the clock strikes midnight on Auburn. My only thing, Joe, and, you know, I think I'm probably making a rookie mistake, Joe, but I want to bet a money line instead of laying the 5.5. I think I want to bet them at -265, but I know then that's a slippery slope. I just want to bet Virginia money line because I do think they're advancing to the national championship. Like, these games get close every now and then. Auburn makes a run. I'm very confident Virginia wins the game. I'm less confident about laying the points. I do think in what could be the path for Virginia is also a defensive game, a lower scoring game, and then those 5.5 points become big. I agree with you. I think the clock strikes midnight. I think Virginia's a very bad matchup for Auburn. I think I might just play on the money line, though, instead of laying the points, Joe.
It's very telling that this line has been available now for 7 days and 6 days. And we saw it open one way and we saw it immediately get pushed up a little bit, 5.5, meaning a lot of that money coming in on Virginia. And it remains at 5.5. The lack of sharp money interested in taking a shot with Auburn is what is amazing to me. Right. Now, there is a lot of the percentage of money is there's a lot more bets all right, on Auburn versus the amount of money on Auburn. And, of course, that tells us that's public money. That's a lot of Joe Public going, we love the underdog. Go Auburn. What a great story. You know, here's $20. Here's $10.
See, Carl,
the actual sharp money.
Crying on set.
Right. The sharp money is what is keeping this at 5.5. And the fact that we haven't seen it move the other direction means the sharps have no interest that even at 5.5, they're not even tempted to put money towards Auburn. So that should tell you everything you need to know. When the pros are going, 5.5 doesn't bother me here, guys, in this situation here. I think if it ever would have gotten to 6, I think then you would have started to see the sharps move the other way. But it's never going to get there.
Right.
I mean, it's never.
What do you think about my money line play, Joe? I want to do a money line.
I don't have a problem. If you are confident, listen, I don't ever have a problem laying the money out, paying, you know, minus 250, 260,
right,
whatever it is.
Because my payout's the same anyway, right?
It's exactly it, you know. If you're willing to risk a little more.
I just don't want to get burned when Virginia wins by 3. I just don't want to get burned when Virginia wins by 3. I think I'm going to lay it more out, and I'm going to bet the money line. I'm seeing it at minus 260. I generally hate those minus 200 numbers. But, Joe, I'm going to be, I think, on that minus 260 for Virginia that I'm seeing right now. And I'll make my points with the plus numbers and the underdogs in the other game, Joe, that we'll talk about.
There's one other way to approach this, Dane. You don't have to lay out the 260. You can lay out an extra 10 cents in juice, go to minus 130, okay, and buy an extra point. And you could put them over 6. You know, you can buy it actually down a little bit there if you want. Make it 4.
And
save yourself a whole lot of money there. But, you know, pay a little extra juice, but nothing like 260, and be confident that they'll win this thing by at least 4 points. So another option for you. We'll talk about the other game as well, Texas Tech. Michigan State. We'll tell you what the pros like in that game. It's coming up next on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The
Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, people, it is Friday. It is Final Four weekend, and we're breaking it down for you here. Pros versus Joes. Exactly where is the money? And not a bad strategy for the novice bettors that are joining us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good morning, first of all. Happy Friday, Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Not a bad way to go to say, all right, I haven't really been following it a lot. I would like a little action on the game this weekend. Smart people will tell you, just go where the pros are going, all right? Follow the pros. Don't necessarily follow the Joes. Follow the big money. Where are they going? And they must have an idea of what they're doing. And we'll talk about this coming up, as we've already told you that the interesting part about Virginia and Auburn is that the money has come in on Virginia at 5, 5.5, and it's really not dabbled at all on Auburn, which means there's not a whole lot of pro money looking at Auburn at 5.5. If it were to ever get the 6, I think you'd start to see a little buyback, but it's never going to get there because I don't think there's going to be enough public interest to push it one way or the other. So 5.5 is there, and the fact that the pros have no problem laying that 5.5 should tell you everything you need to know about the matchup, Virginia and Auburn. But when you look at Texas Tech at Michigan State, which is the second game here, that's the 9 o'clock game there tomorrow night. This one has seen Michigan State open up at -3, right? And then very quickly dropped down to -2.5. And then all of a sudden went back up to 3, then dropped down to 2.5. So what we have seen this week with Tech and Michigan State is that a ton of sharp money has come in and are telling you that they love the number one defense in Texas Tech,
right?
Especially if you're giving me 3 points, okay? Because that's what's happened. Michigan State, we can tell you, and we've talked about this in the past, Michigan State, been there, done that, Izzo, name recognition, a lot of Michigan State alum, family, friends, don't really care one way or another, but a lot of Joe and public money is going to come in on Michigan State just for the fact that it's Michigan State. But I can tell you this. Every time it is bumped up to 3, it didn't stay there very long because it got hammered back down to 2.5, which tells you that the public money is on Michigan State. But every time 3 points gets to an option, the sharps are hammering it home. Now, there are some people that think that Michigan State's defense, which ranks KenPom number 9, by the way, is not necessarily having the number one is nice, but it's not like you get a big drop off from Michigan State here at number 9. I would say, of course, that keep an eye on what the sharps have been doing here at 3. Every time it gets to 3, because I do think it's going back up that way, Dane. I do think before this game tips off, you're going to see even more public money come in and push it, and it'll get back to 3. And listen, recreational bettors, novices, they love to do one thing. They love betting favorites that seem affordable, okay? And that's exactly at 2.5, 3 points. Michigan State, favorite, seems like they can cover it, not a big deal. That's the mindset of the novice. The pros are going, go ahead, keep doing that. Get me to another +3, and my ass is going to hammer it home and bring it back down to +2.5. So it's going to happen. I do think that the 2.5 will be here for another couple hours. Keep an eye on it, guys. It's going to get pushed to +3. And know that you better hurry up and get in there if you want to go Texas Tech. And you don't have to believe, by the way, Texas Tech is going to win this game. You can just think that, 3 points with these two defenses, probably too much. It should be closer to maybe a pick 'em. So you are covering yourself by taking Texas Tech with the 3 points. It's not out of the question. You don't need them to win outright. So the sharp money is definitely pushing, give me 3 points, and I'm taking Texas Tech. And that seems to be the whole thing all week, Dane. That's where the sharps are looking.
Joe, I'm so happy, you know, that I feel myself getting sharper by the day here at Make It Rain, because I told you before we even started where I'm going, if you would have asked me in the commercial break, Joe, as we preview the Final Four, what are your picks? I would have told you before this last segment, I would have said, Joe, I think I'm going Virginia moneyline. And what I'm hoping is that I wait for Texas Tech to get to 3 and then I'm getting those points. That's what I would have told you. And I'm so glad that you told me that those are both sharp plays, okay? I'm hoping, Joe, that we get to 3. And I'm hoping that Michigan State is that public team, because I don't want it at 2.5. I love it at 3. And here's the other thing I mentioned before, and I've said this as a general thing that I like, Joe. In games with low totals, I think those points are more valuable, okay? And that's what I think is going to happen. I think this will be a nip and tuck defensive half court, you know, 90s NBA style game. And I think that 3 points will matter here. Give me the points. You also know, Joe, I've been on Texas Tech all tournament long. You know, I cashed on my futures for Texas Tech to make it to the Final Four. And in those close kind of games, Joe, Texas Tech has a guy, I think it's Morietti or whatever, who literally is 93% from the foul line. Okay, leads the nation in free throw percentage. Okay, those are all indicators to me. I like Michigan State. You know, I like them. I like them to beat Duke and all that stuff. But to me, they are driven by Cassius Winston. And I think the Texas Tech defense is good enough to put a little bit of the clamps down. And my question is, where does Michigan State go in a half court kind of game if Cassius Winston is not the kind of old man YMCA engine for that offense? I like Texas Tech with the points, but Joe, you're saying if I wait, you think I got a chance of getting it back at 3? Because I want those points, but should I not hop on it now at 2.5? You think if I wait, I can get them at 3 maybe tomorrow?
I really do. I think game day puts a little extra weight on people that didn't have a chance during the week.
Right.
Tomorrow,
and
I think
public
they'll go
people
ahead
too.
Yeah,
public
and
money
public
comes in too on
it's
state.
Not going to go the other way. It's
okay.
The money, I think, is going to come in. The extra money is going to come in on certainly Michigan State. And I think that's why you're going to see the books. They're going to be you get a lot of public money, a lot of public support. It does leave them vulnerable. So they'll go ahead and push it up. But I can promise you, they know as well, once they push that up to 3, they're going to get an awful lot of balance from the sharp bettors, because every half
I'll be
point
part of that.
This is going to be a nail biter, which means every half point matters. Sharps know this in this kind of situation here. And I don't want you to think that it's, all right, the number one defense, Texas Tech, and that's what it is. That's only one part of the scenario. We told you Michigan State, number 9 defenses in the same rating group with KenPom.
Right.
A lot of guys that are backing Michigan State, they are pointing to a few other stats. Number one, Michigan State in those same statistical categories with KenPom. When it comes to offense, Michigan State's number 5, people. Texas Tech's number 28. There is no question what the better offense here is on the court. Number 5 versus number 28. Also, there is no question who the better rebounding team on the court is. Michigan State, number 6. Texas Tech is number 118. So that those two numbers there, you put it all together, there is it's not all public money. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of sharp money on Michigan State as well, because those two numbers right there, that equals up to an informed decision, an informed investing decision. There's a lot of sharp money on Michigan State because I get a better rebounding team. I get a better offensive team. And I don't think their defense, number 1 versus number 9, is something like, oh my God, they're going to get destroyed. There's not a lot of difference. They think it favors Michigan State. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, let me ask you this, though. I expect this to just be like, you know, when we saw Carolina and Auburn earlier in the tournament, you know, it was a race back and forth, right? I think we're going to see a ton of half-court sets. I think this is going to be a grinded-out kind of game, Joe. So I'm also looking at this total at 132, 132 and a half. How do you feel about the under on this one? And would I expect to be a slower paced game?
Brought that up. So glad
you
brought that up, because the reality is, people think, and we have heard this forever, history, right? You're moving to a football stadium, right? The unders are going to ring true, because you've got, now you get these Final Four teams going into a building. Sight lines are different. Everything is different. Oh, my God, the under's got to be the play. Well, let me caution you.
Sounds like that's not the case.
2005 to 2014, that theory, yes, absolutely rain true. From 2005 to 2014, unders, 13 to 7 in Final Four games, okay? 13 and 7, of course, relative to the closing total. But the last 3 years, 2015 to 2018, 7-1 over to under. 7-1. So if you put it all together, that gives me a 50, that gives me a 500, 14-14 record since 2005. But you've got to ask yourself, why over the last 3 years are we seeing such a comeback from the over market? Like, what is going on here? Well, there's a couple of different things that are in place. One of them has to do with the fact that, and we talk about this every week, Dang, the markets adjust. Markets always adjust, okay?
Yeah,
that's why it's all about timing, right? Anytime you give the books enough time, like a week here, to adjust, to look at the same data we're looking at, they're going to make the same kinds of adjustments as well. And don't forget, 2005 to 2014, a lot of two-point plays. You know what's happened since 2015 to 2018?
The three-point shot. Dominating.
Three is more than two, okay?
That's
so
right.
Keep that in mind. So before you just poo-poo and go, it's a football stadium, it's the under's the way to go, keep those things in mind. The over has been the play over the last couple of years, Dane.
All right, so I'm on it. Virginia money line, and give me Texas Tech, but I'm going to wait until I can get 3 points, and then ultimately if I can't, I know it ain't going any lower than 2.5, so then I'm going to lock it in if I need to, but I'm hoping to get that extra point from the public over the weekend.
I would wait, yeah, I would wait, because I do think that public money is going to come in on Michigan State. It's going to push it to 3, and then,
Where
of course—
Where are you on this show? You agree with me, Virginia, Texas Tech?
I love Virginia. I do. Okay. I have no problem laying the money. It's the Michigan State game.
I know.
Where I'm going money line Michigan State there at minus 150. Yeah, I'm going to lay it, man. I do think Michigan State gets it done. But we'll talk about that. Plus some games tonight. Major League Baseball will help you make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888- 800-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Then let's rock it out. Let's do it here. Major League Baseball season now in full swing, guys, which means it is time to start swinging for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball with who? DailyRoto.com, because they want you to become their $8 million winner, or another one of the countless number of people who have won hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars using DailyRoto.com to help set up their DraftKings and FanDuel MLB lineup. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY. 10% discount is what you'll get. You'll also have lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and, of course, the use of lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. I want you guys to use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. And welcome in here on the Friday edition of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez joining you. And that's exactly what we've been doing this hour, trying to point you in the right direction, telling you where the sharp money's going in the final four versus the Joe's money, kicking around some ideas as far as who we like. You had asked me just before, where was I leaning? I do like Virginia. I don't have a problem laying the 5.5. I do think that if you live by the 3 and die by the 3, I do think that all of those circumstances right now surrounding Auburn, it's been a great run, but I think of all the teams in this, Virginia is the one kryptonite for Auburn and what they do well. So I think Virginia ends up winning this game rather easily. And I do think it's going to come down to free throws at the end of the game because Auburn's going to be playing catch up. So I have no problem laying the 5.5. The other problem that I have with I like Michigan State in this game, right? The problem that I have with Michigan State, the only problem that I have with them is we know how good Texas Tech's defense is. We also know how good Texas Tech is in creating turnovers. They're not tremendous, but they're middle of the road. The key to Michigan State here is going to be, number one, don't turn the damn ball over, okay? Don't turn the ball over to Texas Tech. Create enough opportunities on fast break, and don't give Texas Tech the opportunity to set up a damn defense, which is why you've got Cassius there. Nobody is better at dishing it off and creating opportunities than Cassius Winston on the fast break. He's an assist machine. Don't give them time to be able to get back, of course, and own the boards. And don't turn the ball over and don't give them enough time to get set. And I think Michigan State will actually have some success. The problem is they played two teams here, guys, that were in the top 10 in defensive turnover percentage, right? One of that being Florida, one being Illinois. They won by 4 against Florida, and they had 15 turnovers in that game. In fact, they turned the ball over 24 times in that loss to Illinois. So when you put them all together, the two best turnover defenses that Michigan State has played this year, they turned the damn ball over 39 times, okay? This is not a recipe for success for Michigan State. So that's the only thing that worries me about Michigan State and maybe laying 2.5 here is I think that if they continue to turn the ball over like they did against these other quality defenses, this could be a problem for Michigan State, but I'm willing to bet I'm going to take the money line on Michigan State. I'm going to lay the points in Virginia, and I'm going to take the money line in the Michigan, and then I'll probably parlay it that way as well.
All right, I'm going to go the other way. I'm playing it safe in the first game. I'm going to take the Virginia money line. I do think the clock strikes midnight for Auburn, but I'm leery of that point, of that spread right there. So I'm going to lay the extra money to to get Virginia just to advance to the championship game on Monday. And listen, Joe, I'm on the other way. I just like Texas Tech coming off the bus. I like that defensive squad. I think defense is going to win championships. I know Michigan State is also a top 10 defense, but I like in what I think is going to be a kind of a war, a physical battle, a half-court game. Give me a team that's going to have the points. And you know I've been on Texas Tech all tournament long. I cashed the futures bet for them to make it to Minneapolis in the Final Four, but give me Texas Tech with the points. I'm just going to wait and hope it gets to 3 instead of the 2.5 that it's at right now. So give me Virginia money line and the Red Raiders plus 3 if it gets there, which I think it will.
Yep, and I think it will. I think you guys will be it'll be okay on that. So you can wait on that. It's not going to go the other way. So you you will get the 3 in hell. I mean, if you really love it, guys, you can always buy the extra half a point there for a little more juice and cover yourself with 3 because every half point is going to matter. As far as the overs go, the over under, the totals, I'm going over on these totals, both of them there. I think it's given time to adjust. I think that certainly the Michigan State game, we could be looking at an overtime situation, would not surprise me in the least bit. So I don't want to be in one of those again where it's like, oh, look, it's 131 and oh, look at that. It's 120 right, and we're going to minutes. Overtime. Yeah, like hell no. So I think
but
I'm
Joe,
going
if you
the
like
over
Virginia so
one.
Much, if you like Virginia so much, isn't the narrative that they shut Auburn down? Thus the under?
I think they shut them down. Not the whole game, but I do think that they're going to shut them down when they need to shut them down. They're going to ratchet it up a little bit. Don't forget, Virginia's a great three-point shooting team themselves. So it's not like Virginia can't chuck the rock up, too. And I do think it's going to be one of those things where we might get we're going to get these stretches between both of these guys that are going to be crazy. And then I think it's probably going to happen on foul shots in the second half where Virginia's going to get a whole lot of extra possessions because they're going to be up and we're going to get hack a fest and it's just going to be 2 points, 2 points. And by the way, Virginia is a over 80% free throw shooting team. So those are my angles on there. But don't fall into the trap of, oh, it's a football stadium. It's going to be the under. Since 2015, we told you the unders have only won once. 7-1 to the over since 2015 in these NCAA Final Four and championship games. So give yourself, understand that this is not your father's college basketball anymore because 3 is more than 2, Dane. I mean, that's fair enough, right?
I told you the Golden State Warriors changed the math and the geometry of basketball. The geometry in terms of spacing the court and the math in terms of let's just fire up all these 3s. And we just got to hit, you know, a little bit more than you. 3 is greater than 2. Absolutely.
Let me throw this up here, Dane. See what you would do here because you're a guy that's on Texas Tech, right?
I am.
Here's a dude who's holding a $300,000 Texas Tech future, right?
I hedged twice. I double hedged.
Got it on a prop swap there for $60,000. So the that's question nice. I have for you is $300K. Possible, or
with
do you
kind of money,
go ahead and sell it for 60 if you can get it?
With that kind of money, I am hedging twice. I'm hedging against them in the semifinals, and then if they get there to the final, I'm hedging against them again. If I got 300K possible, I might double hedge. Literally, I might
Here's
bet Michigan
problem.
State.
Here's the only problem with that, and this is also, you're not alone in your thinking. If you do the math, okay, if this guy was going to hedge a $300,000 play, look at the amount of money he would have to spend in order to be able to make it worth it. So, you know, that's the issue is that if you can get 60 for it now and not go through the drama, if you can't go ahead and lay out that kind of money, don't forget, it's not 500, it's $300,000 you're laying on the table. So you're not going to hedge a $300,000 payday for $500. Right. So you've got to go ahead and look at it and say he spent $1,500. You better have some bank. So this is also where this comes in, Dane. Guys will find you when they know you have this and they'll lay out. They'll give you the money to hedge it. All right. They'll go ahead and they will work some deal out with you so you can go ahead and do it. So be very careful. But that's what you've got. It's not as easier said than done because you better have the bankroll to make the hedge worth it. That's the problem.
You got to figure out the math on it, right? I mean, there is some math that will make it worth it, but it'll be, you know, less of a guaranteed payout. I had this happen to me a couple of times, Joe. In the World Cup, I was all over Croatia. And then I had them in the finals, and so I had to decide if I wanted to hedge against them. A few years ago, Deshaun Watson's freshman year, when they lost to Alabama, I had Clemson at 35-1 to win the national championship, and then they got there. You know, and then let me ask you something, Joe, because I told you, you say it, when you're feeling hot, right? I gave you that the Mets would be sleepwalking yesterday in that 1 o'clock start. I was on the Nationals, right? That ended about, 3, 4 o'clock, and I was feeling good, bro. I was like, things are moving slow for me in baseball. I see it all, Joe. And right then and there, the Orioles were up on the Yankees 3-0 at the end of the first inning. And I was like, you know what? Yankees are going to come back and win this game, Joe. Yankees are going to come back and win. And I saw it, and it was at plus 270 at the time. And I was like, ooh, I can get the Yankees at plus 270, even though they're down 3-0? Bang, so I did it, right? And as you know, it ultimately turned out to be a winner. But here's what I wanted to ask you. As the Yankees were starting to come back, Gleyber Torres goes yard. That same live bet, Joe, that I got at plus 270 became 245, became 175, became 150, right? Is there a market? Do people do this, Joe? Just bet the live ones on purpose anytime a big favorite goes down early, and then as they make it back, can I do prop swaps live as well? Like, during that game, I was holding plus 270 for the Yankees to win. They score a couple runs. It goes down to plus 170. Could I have sold that right then and there and locked in my profits right then and there if someone wanted to give me the money at, like, plus, 225 for it?
It's a nice idea. It's a nice concept, but you and I both know the reality of that. There are going to be, for every time you tell me about a great situation, like, you got the Yankees at plus 270. Yeah, the Yankees have lost, as so has every other, a lot of times in that situation before. So you're never going to get anybody to convince them that, look, guys, I got Yankees. They're up by two runs right now. Look at this. I got it plus 270. Give me half. Yeah, no, because they know as well as you and I both know that ultimately 50% of the time they'll finish it, and 50% of the time they'll blow it, and very hard to go ahead and sell that to somebody.
Yesterday.
Yeah, very hard to go ahead and do that. Very, very hard. I mean, listen, if you are only going to make two bets all year, and you end up winning both of them and you're never going to bet again, congratulations. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to say it's over.
If there,
we ride the wave.
The guys that you're talking about that would buy something like that, the guys that would actually purchase that, yeah, they're going to go, yeah, we'll talk tomorrow, man, because there ain't no guarantee there. But if you're a guy that's just going to couple of bets, congratulations. You know what I mean? Take the money and run and don't ever play again.
Yeah. I hear you. And I bet that's Trump's what kind of like Jay and the sports cat, they do, right, with that live wet betting. I think if you just find something like that, a situation like that, to pounce on live, that's why those guys, Jay and the sports cat.
Well, the idea is to share it with everybody, because that line doesn't hang around forever, like you noticed.
Exactly.
So if you get it,
like, yo, I got it now.
And get the hell out and get out. Exactly it.
All right.
Cool. That does it for us. We'll be back on Monday. Guys, good luck this weekend. A lot of opportunities for you to make it rain. Be smart, please. All right. Don't get crazy. The morning after is on his way.
Yeah. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. Exactly. Go there. Lock it in today. WrestleMania 35. Good luck today. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
minutes.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Well, here's my train of thought on this one, and I think this is a fascinating story. The first thing is, as you mentioned with Aaron Rodgers, right? Yes, Aaron Rodgers has had a grudge since he was left in the green room and the 49ers drafted Alex Smith, you know, and Aaron Rodgers has used this as a chip on his shoulder for a long time, and that's all good. But also, I think we've heard enough now about Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of people that don't think he's like the best teammate. There's a lot of people that think he's kind of aloof, you know, kind of like you've told me about Adam Gates, thinking he's the smartest guy in the room all the time, you know. And also, it's not just teammates. His brother, Joe, there was something like Aaron Rodgers' brother was like on The Bachelor or something like that and really exposed that like Aaron Rodgers is sort of estranged from his own family. Aaron Rodgers is a weird cat. So I believe all of the stuff that's going on that people say around Aaron Rodgers. And then when you say McCarthy missed team meetings, like to get massages, my mind jumped to, you know, Brett Favre, former Green Bay Packers quarterback, you know, he had a story with the massage girls on the team as well, especially when he was with the New York Jets, what he was doing with some of those massage girl. So that's where my mind went. Then I thought, oh, massage. Massage has been in the news lately for, you know, Bob Kraft down there at you, down in your neck of the woods with the, what is it, the Days of Orchids or whatever, the day spa over there. And that got me to the New England Patriots, Joe. And, you know, you took this to mean like, oh, it's so incredible that they stayed together for so long, right? But, Joe, in the last few years, we've started to hear a lot of smoke that, just like Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy maybe didn't love each other, we're starting to hear that Brady and Belichick are grinding on each other a little bit as well. That's where my mind went instead, that yes, they are winning still, right? They're still a dynasty. So that, you know, winning is a great deodorant, but we're starting to hear more and more that Brady and Belichick maybe aren't writing Christmas cards to each other either. So where my mind went was, whenever this dynasty is all said and done for Brady and Belichick, I can't wait for whoever it is that writes the tell-all book, or when these stories start coming out about Brady and Belichick as well, because Joe, you know they're going to after this has run its course. And the same way we're hearing more about Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy now, you're saying their relationship is so incredible. I'm saying, not so fast. I can't wait for all this TMZ kind of stuff that I think is definitely going to come out about Brady and Belichick down the road. That's where my mind went, because no, that's not a harmonious relationship either. They're just sacrificing it because they're still winning. In my opinion, there's a lot of stories out there that Brady and Belichick are not, you know, so happy with each other either.
Well, I never said these guys are sending each other Christmas cards and hanging out. My point was that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and anybody that's worked at any place for an extended amount of time with people, you'll understand that. No kidding. You are not going to get along with the people you work with on a day in and day out basis, especially in a highly competitive atmosphere for any amount of time. This is not new news. The difference is between Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and what Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy did is these two made a conscious decision that We ain't coming over to dinner. We're not hanging out. I don't like you on a lot of things. You don't like me. But you know what that means ultimately at the end of the day? Nothing. Because we are here to do one job and one job only, and that is to win damn championships. And nobody in the history of sports has been able to do it like these two. So no, they're not going to like each other. And by the way, we're never going to, there is not going to be a book that is ever written because they've won. We don't get it now. We're never going to get it once it's all said and done because there's no need to rehash, which is the problem with this. Not like Mike McCarthy is there. You got to look at this and go, what is the purpose here, Aaron Rodgers? What is the purpose of any of these guys bashing a dude who's already gone? Aaron Rodgers is still there. But why would you? None of it makes any damn bit of difference right now what your relationship used to be with an old coach a year ago. You've got a new coach who, by the way, has also been reported not to have even talked or met with Aaron Rodgers yet, by the way. You got a brand new coach in a building, and he hasn't even met Aaron Rodgers.